Some 20 million students across America rely on school lunches that they get at reduced cost or free. Many of the meals are trucked to the schools from corporate vendors. They meet nutritional guidelines, but the rap among many kids is that the meals don't look or taste good. There's a movement in the public schools in Boston to go back to the days when students ate meals cooked right in the school's own kitchen. Those lunches are healthy, they meet federal guidelines, and they don't cost any more than the trucked-in meals. The program's drawn interest from other cities across the country, including Milwaukee and Washington, D.C. Filmmaker Fiona Turner spent a year following how the entrenched school system in Boston came to embrace a new way of serving kids healthy meals. The documentary she's produced is called Eat Up. Turner says she's convinced that education begins with food.
Food is absolutely crucial to the well-being of every single child. And when they're eating well, they're able to take instruction. There is much less disturbances and behavioral problems. And we hear from in the film from a nutritionist, and he makes the point that the country is dependent on spending huge amounts of money to look at heart disease, diabetes, obesity. And you can solve all of these issues if you solve the food that we're feeding our kids.
So in terms of solutions, we are feeding our kids. Nationally, there are millions of kids, I think it's more than 13.5 million students, who get free school lunches. So what is the problem?
The kids are being fed processed food that is packaged, frozen, shipped, delivered, reheated, served. When you've got a city that's spending $30 million a year on food for kids, and that's most of that is going in the bin, that's not sound sense.
You mean the trash bin?
I mean the trash bin.
Because, I mean, what's wrong with it? Does it not meet food requirements?
It's all warmed in heating ovens. There's no smells, and they can't really see what they're eating.
How old are these kids?
K through 8.
Let's listen.
I like cooked food, yeah, microwave food. Some of us don't even eat the whole day because the food's bad.
Did you eat this?
Nope.
So what did you really eat for lunch today?
This
and a cheese stick,
yeah.
Is what you had for lunch,
yeah.
And nothing else?
Nope. All I had was milk.
All you had for lunch for today was milk?
Yeah. I had carrots and milk.
What did you have, Carl?
Carrots and milk.
Carrots and milk. What did you have?
I ate the sun butter.
You had the sun butter?
Yeah.
What I had?
What did you have for lunch?
Four cheese sticks and milk.
Four cheese sticks and milk and nothing else for lunch today?
Yeah. So that's kind of depressing. Four cheese sticks and milk. Yeah. For the entire day. This is the school principal who's talking to these kids. So you documented, Fiona, a woman named Jill Shaw. She is a Boston-based entrepreneur, and she was trying to find a solution to this, to get kids to eat healthier meals by doing what?
Well, it turns out it's actually pretty simple. You need a kitchen where you're going to be cooking and serving. Boston is a particularly interesting example because it's got some of the oldest schools in the country. And those old schools don't have kitchens. The area where they serve food is often in a hallway. It's between classrooms. So she just figured, okay, we need kitchens. And then we can start looking at menus and revising what we actually put on the plate.
So this is a good time to bring into the conversation Jenny Hall, who is on the front line of this issue and of this fight in some ways, and it has been a fight. Jenny Hall is the cafeteria manager at East Boston High School. You went to East Boston High School as
well. Graduated.
So back then, when you were a student in East Boston High a couple decades
right.
ago, what was it like? And what, for the majority of Boston public schools, has it been like more recently?
Well, back when I was a student, everything was baked. We had baked beans from scratch. We had hot dogs. If we had burgers, they were the real beef.
So for your colleagues who mm-hmm. were distributing
yes.
prepackaged
mm-hmm.
food, wasn't that a lot easier than having to cook all your own food?
Yes, it was easier. But it's not about the job being easier. It's about seeing the kids enjoy what they're eating. Because when you have a packaged lunch, they're kind of telling you, this is what you have to eat. So now they get to choose what they want instead of being told. It's kind of like being told what you eat.
Yeah, but don't they all take the Cheetos?
We don't have Cheetos in our school. They bring that in from outside. They bring them in from outside.
From the vending
yes.
machines that are
all
inside.
The vending machines in the schools.
Yeah.
But they have a choice now of what they want.
So Fiona, describe what's happened in the Boston Public Schools and the idea that is really catching on with many other school systems with whom you've spoken since this film has come out. about the way to implement a program like this to get kitchens back in the schools.
Well, the Sharp Family Foundation, whose initiative this was together with Boston Public Schools, figured out that you could actually put kitchens into schools without a lot of enormous finances. And once you've got, there's a particular kind of oven actually, it's called a combination oven, and it heats and it steams and the food comes out super crispy. Isn't that right, Jenny?
Yes, it does.
And
you had your doubts in the beginning, though, Jenny.
Oh, yes, at first I did. Yes, I did.
What were you thinking?
It looked complicated. And just sometimes change is hard.
Yeah, so you're looking, thinking there's no way this one oven is going to be
able
to steam
everything.
And
yeah, do everything.
Roast
but
and
it,
everything
it
else.
Does.
And Fiona, I mean, you say the cost wasn't bad, but you're retrofitting schools to accommodate a kitchen. How could that not be expensive?
The upfront cost, yes, there's going to be an upfront cost. That's completely true. But the interesting thing about Boston Public Schools, what they have done in their system, is that together with the Shaw Family Foundation, who worked with them, they recognized that actually once you have this oven, once you have the fridges instead of freezers, then you can actually cook within the amount of the federal reimbursement rate. So the federal government reimburses every child who is on the free school lunch program, around $3.50, something like that, mm-hmm. per meal. If you look at it creatively, there's a lot of things that you can do with that $3.58. So once you had the equipment, you could then provide the food within the government reimbursement level.
So the schools didn't have to pay extra for the
healthier
food.
Exactly. We're not talking about increasing the cost of lunches. We're talking about providing good, nutritious, yep. healthy lunches for the same cost.
And what you heard, as we hear and see in the film, is that the kids like it. Let's listen.
Oh, they cook it? I like it. I want to eat this every day.
So that kid really likes the fish that he's eating. What was that?
Okay, well, that was pretty fantastic, actually, because Ken Oranger, who's a local Boston chef, he came in and he
helped divide. Very well-regarded chef.
Yes. And he came in and looked at what the kids were eating and thought, okay, we've got to, you know, mix this up and get kids to start approaching foods that they're not normally used to.
So the pilot project for this began where you are in East Boston. And at your school, you shepherded the food
yes.
to other schools, to several other schools. But that put a lot of stress on you guys. Let's hear a little bit of your conversation with Santiago Marin, who is one of your colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's Santiago first talking to you, Jenny.
Hi, Santi.
Hi, Tori.
Okay, what else, honey? I've been here 23 years. I never did this. Now we're running around at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're here cooking turkeys.
So you lost some employees over the switch. What do you say to that?
At first, it's hard because you've never cooked in an oven before. But you need to just wait it out. The schools I've been to are doing marvelous.
You know, one thing that we've left out that is a big part of the film is the resistance that was given by politicians. I mean, we talk about Jenny, about some of the cafeteria workers, but also politicians to making change and some school officials as well. What was the nature of that resistance and how did Jill Shaw, the entrepreneur behind this, get around it?
I think there was a lot of pushback initially because people are happier when they're just doing the same old, same old. But fortunately, in Boston, there were the people at the top who were open to making the change. They pushed it through, and there were three schools in the pilot project, and two of those schools did lose their cafeteria managers. But people who are ready to step up to the plate and followed it through have made enormous differences, and the project is now adopted across the district.
Jenny, how, in good ways and bad, is your job different now as a cafeteria manager?
Good ways, we got two salad bars. We have grab-and-go sandwiches, like we use tuna, we do turkey sandwiches, we do salad bar. That's the good. The food's great.
And the kids eat from the salad
yes.
bar?
Yes, the kids eat from salad bar.
People always think, well, you can serve kids what you want, but they're not going to eat some foods. I mean,
right.
Some of them want cheese sticks. And what you're saying is through this program, you've proved that that's really wrong. The kids will eat fish. They will go to the salad bar. What would you say to a cafeteria manager in Milwaukee who might be in the same position you've been of having to embrace a new program like this?
Hang in there. Get your staff together. Work together as a team. It's all for the children, and that's what we're there for the children.
Thank you both. Jenny Hall, Fiona Turner, thank you.
Thank you.
To see a trailer of the documentary Eat Up about the project to make school lunches healthier and tastier, go to hereandnow.org.